There's an old saying, love can make you crazy. And when you're in love, you do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. You see it all the time in the movies. The hero arranges a wildly extravagant display of affection in an attempt to win back the leading lady. And it's this type of wild extravagance that got me thinking about the way God expresses his love for us. The story of our relationship with God is filled with moments of distance, resentment, disappointment, and disobedience. It seems like it's impossible for us to maintain our side of the relationship. But even though he knew this from the beginning, God did something that most of us would think is crazy. He loved us anyway. See how John puts it. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. God's relationship with us isn't contractual. He doesn't say, if you do X, Y, or Z, then I'll love you and remain faithful. Instead, he offers us a covenant where his love is freely given. It's not earned or deserved. He has promised to be faithful to us no matter what. He remains for us and for our good because of who he is, a holy and loving God. And that means that no matter what happens on our side of the relationship, God will always fulfill his promises, no matter how crazy it seems to us. This Valentine's Day, I hope you and your loved ones enjoy a restful holiday. And I pray that you'll also be reminded of God's crazy covenantal love that extends to all of us through his Son, Christ Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.